Welcome to the audio podcast of North River Church. You can find out more about North River and ways you can be involved at our website, gonorthriver.org.
Church family, I want to invite you to grab your copy of God's Word this morning and join me in Acts chapter 2. We will be back in the book of John next week, but this week, Acts chapter 2. This past Sunday, 3 years ago, you called me as your pastor, and you're stuck with me. Every year that I've been here, as we've neared that date of celebrating the next year of time together, I always like to look back and to look forward at where I believe we are as a church and where I believe God is wanting us to go. Even as we do that, a couple of years ago when I started, someone said to me after the service, "I thought you were about to resign." And I thought to myself, isn't it sad that pastors typically don't share their heart with their church until they're leaving? And I want you to know, church family, that it's been the joy of our lives for the last 3 years to serve alongside of you, to watch what God's done in this church family, to dream together and to pray together about what God wants to do in the future as well. You know, I don't know that I would have ever dreamed that we'd be sitting where we are today. And I don't mean at the school. That was the nightmare I knew I was coming into, right? No, but as we look back, I just reflected this past week, nearing that time and looking back that 3 years ago we were coming to you, and I just thought the things that God was doing in our hearts, the reason that we believed God was calling us here, has not gone away. In fact, church family, it has intensified in my heart even more over the last 3 years that we've been together. As I've looked and seen and heard your heart for this community in which we live, as we've witnessed together the community changing before our eyes, as thousands of homes continue to be built, as new schools continue to be built, as I would say roads continue to be rebuilt, but that's not happening. But the things that drew us to North River Church have not changed. I still believe in the bottom of my heart that we have just seen a small glimpse of what God can do in the life of our church. I've seen just a small glimpse of what God is doing in your lives. And I believe that we together this morning are standing on the edge of a cliff and looking out into, for us, what is unknown, but for God, what is completely known. And in a real sense, just like a kid standing on the edge of a pool and a dad or a mom standing in the pool and saying, "Just jump." I feel like that's kind of where we are as a church family. Where our anticipation of what God wants to do, that we're just on the verge, just knowing that if we'll jump, He's going to be there to catch us. And if you're like me, to catch and throw into deeper waters. I believe that's what God's desire in our lives is as well. And so Acts chapter 2 this morning, briefly, verses 42 through 47. I want to read the text for us, and then I want us to walk back through it together. And once again, dream, imagine. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they is describing the 3,000 people that came to faith in Jesus Christ the day of Pentecost. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who are being saved. Father, we ask this morning that you would open our eyes that we would be able to see, that you would open our ears that we would be able to hear, and that you would open our hearts and our minds that we would be ready to respond to your word and to your spirit this morning. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. I titled this message, 2019, which is fast approaching, the year of one. Church family, I want us to enter into 2019 with one mission, one focus, and that is to follow Jesus with every ounce of our being and help other people do the same. It's simple. In fact, it's the calling, if you're a follower of Jesus this morning, it's the calling to which you've been called to be a disciple and to make disciples, to follow Jesus with every ounce of your being and to point other people to him. What we see happening in Acts chapter 2 as the church is born, as 3,000 people come to faith in Christ in one single day, as they begin together to fulfill the great commission of making disciples of all nations, we see this church early on do specific things. And I believe, church family, that we can focus in on following Jesus and helping other people follow Jesus if we will simply do what these early believers did in Acts chapter 2. So you say, Michael, what are those things that they did? Well, look with me at verse 42. These believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. If you're taking notes, just write this down. We can do this if we devote ourselves to God's word and to God's people. It's very simple here that Jesus Christ transformed these early believers' lives, and as a result, they devoted themselves to understanding God's word together and to together living life and impacting the community that they were in. It's really simple when you think about it, that we would simply, as a church family, as believers gathered here at North River Church, that we would commit ourselves to being devoted to God's word and to God's people. It's interesting for us when we do that, when we devote ourselves to God's word and to God's people. A funny thing tends to happen. Our lives tend to change. Our priorities tend to change. Our desires tend to change. No longer are we focused just on ourselves and what we can get out of church, but we begin to recognize and understand that God has placed every single one of us here for a mission and for a purpose. And if we will understand what He's called us to do in His Word, and if we will lock arms together and devote ourselves to God's Word and to God's people, it will transform our lives and our community. And so, church family, I want to ask you, will you commit this morning to be devoted over this next year to God's Word and to God's people? I got one. Amen. I want you to notice the second description that is given here. Verse 43, "And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles." It's an interesting thing when you read through the book of Acts, because miraculous things are happening in the life of the early church. And let's just be honest, some of those things are directly tied to God showing up at a specific time, in a specific place, in a specific way to emphasize that what's being proclaimed, primarily the gospel, is the true word of God. And so God is, through miraculous signs and wonders, putting His stamp of approval on what is being preached and what is being proclaimed. But I want you to notice a simple word in verse 43, the word awe. Awe came upon every soul. So as they're devoting themselves to God's Word, as they're devoting themselves to God's people, they are in awe. If you're taking notes, write this down. We can do this if we are awestruck by God, who God is and what He's done in our lives and our churches. If you think about this for a second, in this moment, what's happening is, as these group of believers are devoting themselves to God's Word, and as they're devoting themselves to one another, serving alongside one another and reaching the community, they begin to recognize that God is showing up in incredible ways. In fact, the word there is they are mesmerized by what God is doing. They are struck by the awe of who God is and what He is doing. I think some of the problem that we experience in church as believers is we lose our sense of awe of who God is and what He's done. It doesn't hold for us the amazement and the wonder that it used to. Just pause for a moment with me and think about God's work in your life just in the last year. Think about the things that God has done in your life. Think about the things that God has done in the life of our church. I just paused for a moment this past week and just began to write down, over the last 3 years that we've been together, what I've seen God do in the life of our church. And I'll just be honest with you, church, there's some times where I get frustrated, not primarily with you, but sometimes. There's times that, just being transparent, I get frustrated with the fact that we have to meet here and that we have to set up every single week and we have to tear down every single week. There's times I get frustrated with that. There's times when I look and I think, I want to see more excitement from what God's doing in the life of our church, not just from me or from our staff, but from our church family overall. There's times when, and then, just this past week, I just started writing down the things that God has done. You know, sometimes we have spiritual amnesia in our lives. We lose sight of what God's done in our lives and in the life of our church. And I may have been suffering from that a little bit early on in the week. But then I began to write down those things. I just began to think. I began to think of the people that God has brought to this church family. And I'm convinced, church, that God brings us exactly who we need for the season that we're in. And you may be new to North River Church, and you may be wondering, why am I here? I don't think it's by accident that God has brought you here for this time in the life of our church. There's a place for you here. There's a place for you to grow in your relationship with the Lord. There's a place for you to serve. I want to encourage you to find where that place is and to jump in. I'm amazed as we look and realize that in the last 3 years that we've had the opportunity to pay off our property that we're going to build on. That in the last 3 years, not only have we paid off the property that we're going to build on, but we've also raised over $600,000 to build a permanent facility. That on top of that, year in and year out, our giving has exceeded our budget needs. Those things don't happen a lot at churches. But I'm confident that we have seen God's blessings on our church family. We've seen God's blessings on our lives individually. And my prayer and my hope for us as we focus in on 2019 being the year of one mission, one focus of following Jesus and helping others follow Him, that we can do that if once again the sense of awe of who God is and what He's done would be rekindled in our lives. That we would wake up and once again be able to say, wow, what a great God I serve. Amen. That's where these believers were. They were awestruck by who God is and what He'd done. Not only that, if you notice beginning in verse 44, all who believed were together and had all things in common. They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Taking notes, just write this down. We can do this, and that is follow Jesus and help others follow Him if we give generously of our time, our talents, and our treasures. You know, it's interesting when you consider that we serve a giving God. Anything that we give, whether it's financially, whether it's talents that we have in serving, whether it's our time, anything that we give, just remind yourself of this. God first gave you. Anything you give. We don't give out of any other realization than God has first given to us. And not only has God given us everything that we have, God has given us His Son Jesus, who laid His life down for us. The greatest Christmas gift of all is the Christ child, Jesus, coming into this world. That is the greatest gift that any of us could have ever received. God is the great giver. We give simply as a response to God having given to us. And this early church recognized that. These believers recognized that. And they gave of themselves and what they had as they gathered together. Now, you may sit here and you may think, all right, is he asking for money? Listen, church, God owns it all anyway. and He'll give us what we need. As a church family, I don't worry about whether the money is going to come in. Because God has called us to be here and to do what we're doing. And He can support that any way He sees fit. Now, my prayer and my hope for all of us, and I can assure you that as your pastor, my heartbeat, my wife's heartbeat, our family's heartbeat, is that we would give of ourselves generously to what God's doing in the life of North River Church. Whether that's through our time, whether that's through our talents, whether that's through our treasure. And so I want you to know, I would never ask of you anything that I was not already doing or my family was not already doing. Our books are wide open. Our treasurer can give you an account. I have no issue with that. Because I believe what God has called us to do. And so why would I not give generously of my time and my talent and my treasure to support the work that God has called us to do here? See, I'm confident for us. We've got all the money that we need as a church family. We've got all the money we need to build the building. Here's the question. Will we turn loose of it? Will we generously give? Will we give of our time? Will we give of our talents? Will we give of our treasure to support what God has called us to do in this community? These early believers did exactly that. And then as you notice in verse 46 and 47, day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. Notice the last part of verse 47. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. See, the interesting thing that we see is that as these believers devoted themselves to God's word and to God's people, as they were awestruck by who God is and what He's done, as they gave generously of their time and their talents and their treasures, they were following Jesus and they were proclaiming to the world around them who Christ was. And magically, it wasn't by accident. More people came to faith in Jesus because of the faithfulness to follow Jesus demonstrated in the lives of these early believers. I love the realization that God has not called us to do the saving. In fact, if you notice that, God is the one who does the saving. The church didn't add to their number. Did you see that? God added to their number. But God added to their number through the faithfulness of the believers there, living their lives, following hard after Jesus. And so my prayer for us, church family, in this next year, that we would follow Jesus and that we would help other people follow Jesus. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the truth that it proclaims. And we ask in this moment that we have together as Your church gathered in North River, that You would give us the courage to make this 2019 year the year of one. Like this early church, we would have one mission, one focus, and that is for individually us to follow hard after you and collectively to help others follow you. So, Father, we ask that you would use us this morning, that you would use us over the next year together, that you would do more than we could ask or imagine, that, Lord, you truly would add to our number day by day those who are being saved. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.